Chapter 9 Hartnell. Suspect this is the cleanup. They'll send the bioforms in to get rid of the evidence of the chem attacks. Please say you can send me some kind of backup, or we're looking at hundreds of civilian casualties at the very least. Hartnell went very still, midway through checking B's intra-swarm comms architecture. For a mad moment he thought B's was the source of the signal, but then he followed the transmission to the source. There was Elena Santo, standing alone in the middle of the camp. Asanto, here on a ticket from the Bioforms Project's shareholders. And he supposed that was just about plausible. Still, if you thought those shareholders were worried about the phenomenal bad publicity they would be exposed to if the wider world found out how the war in Compesh was being prosecuted. But he kept on listening to B's meticulously decoded eavesdropping. Asanto wasn't even focusing on the bioforms, save as a vector for Murray's atrocities. She knew chemical weapons had been deployed in the area. She was here for proof. The shareholders wouldn't want proof, save to bury it. Asanto was here with a spade, sure enough, but she'd come to dig. Oh, crap. She's not from the shareholders at all. Hartnell looked over at Murray, still deep in his planning. Because there was a big old refugee camp out there, and plenty of the beds were filled with people who had incriminating burns and scars. The powers that be, the government interests and multinationals that effectively funded the counterinsurgency, and most particularly their attack dogs at Red Mark, had been savage in crushing the populist uprising here. Media access had been tightly controlled. The rest of the world believed the anarchistas were terrorists. Only it sounded as though not everyone believed it. Perhaps Asanto was a journalist, but from what Hartnell saw of her tech, she was something more than that. She's UN deep cover. He was convinced of it. Last he'd heard, the UN had been asking questions about the war in Compesh State, just the latest in a succession of corporate-funded paramilitary actions to combat unprofitable developments across the globe. And they might well ask. The anarchistas were finished, they just didn't know it yet. The real work Murray was engaged in was mopping up the spillages, getting rid of anything incriminating that might come back to bite those in charge. Hartnell was uncomfortably aware that he himself might fall into that category. And as for Rex and the others, they weren't robots. You couldn't just wipe their databanks and have brand new tabula rasa soldiers for the next war. Cheaper and easier to breed new ones. That was the final advantage of bioforms over human soldiers. In the end, if all else failed, they were disposable. Hartnell hacked into Murray's personal systems. It was something he'd been doing for weeks now, a trivial piece of secret rebellion for his own satisfaction. Now he went straight for incoming communications and called up a list of past messages. He saw Elena Santos' face. Murray was already on to her. He knew they were compromised. Was he blocking her transmissions, or was he not aware that she was a living wire? Either way, he would have to kill her. All part of the cleanup. Maybe she even knew it. Maybe she accepted that as the price of her attempt to expose Murray and his paymasters to the world.
Rex, I think it's time you and your squad got going, Hartnell announced, trying to keep his voice steady.
The dog bioform cocked his head. His senses would read all that fear like a book, but he wouldn't understand the cause.
You've got supplies, food, ammunition, right, boy?
We are ready,
Rex confirmed in his ear. I'm sorry I couldn't install a new voice for you, boy, Hartnell told him, sub-vocalizing. That would have been good.
I think so, too.
Hart? Yes, Rex?
What is going on?
Hartnell looked up into the bioform's so trusting eyes. Nothing, boy. It's all gravy. You just go do your job.
Why are you unhappy?
I'm fine, boy. A lie, and Rex could tell. Hartnell glanced over at Murray, still absorbed. The whole camp felt like a time bomb, filled with armed men awaiting Murray's orders. How much worse if the bioforms were there when it all kicked off? Using the transmission channel Bees had isolated, he sent a signal direct to Asanto.
He's on to you.
And to Rex.
Okay, boy. Come on. Off you go.
Rex's channel.
But we are supposed to attack alongside our friends. That is the plan.
Asanto had barely reacted. Hartnell had to give her credit for that. She was cool as you like, standing there surrounded by the enemy.
Us. We're the enemy.
You head off, Rex. Get going, boy. Hartnell was filing orders even as he gave them, inserting an advance recon job into the queue, engineering a history for it. That was what the bioforms were good at, after all. Such a step had been in and out of the plan as Murray had formulated it.
Would he believe he'd left it in by accident?
Hartnell left his boss's electronic fingerprints all over the decision, hoping against hope. Rex stood, stretched, whined a little.
Hart?
You're a good dog, Rex. I know you'll do the right thing. Dragon was already gone, slithering off invisibly into the trees. Honey dropped to all fours and padded away. Even she could be surprisingly quiet when she needed to. Bees was gone and still here, multitasking.
Your squad needs you, Rex, Hartnell sent, and Rex was slinking away.
If he'd had a tail, it would have been between his legs. His uncertainty and the unhappiness that came with it was in every movement. Hartnell busied himself with some final touches of system work, counting the seconds, then the minutes, imagining the bioform squad getting further and further away from what was about to be ground zero.
How long do I have? How long do I need?
The second question highlighted his major problem. No win condition. He was in a maze full of blind ends with no way out. There was another presence in the system. Hartnell registered it from its movements. Channels opened, files inspected. He backtracked hurriedly, hiding his own tracks as best he could. In the midst of the officers, Murray had gone very still, concentrating on his implants and his eye screen.
Hart!
His gaze was still focused inwards, but his voice arrived via Hartnell's earpiece.
Is there something you wanted to tell me?
Hartnell took a deep slug from his bottle.
What does he know? Where's Asanto?
Murray had superior access to the system, after all. Hartnell could get places because he was clever. Murray just strode in by right. Everything Hartnell had uncovered was there for Murray to stumble over. Alain Asanto was very still. In the shared space between their minds, Murray found B's fragmentary recording of Asanto's transmission.
Holy fuck!
He shouted, startling the men around him. Asanto had a rifle off the man nearest to her. Murray was shouting orders. Hartnell pushed towards him, desperate to intervene.
quarter-full bottle held out like a peace offering.